the Ulster Unionist Party, MLA, Andy Allen, has hit out, claiming he's been asked to prove he's disabled by assembly officials. Mr. Allen lost both legs serving in Afghanistan. Speaking in the Belfast Telegraph, he says it's nuts and his condition is pretty clear. Good morning to you, Andy.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So what have they actually said they need to do? What's happening here?
At the induction last Monday, I spoke to one of the assembly staff who advised me that I would need to go to an occupational health practitioner and provide medical evidence that the cost is cost-effective and wholly and necessarily attributable to my disability.
The cost of what?
The cost of providing the disability expense in order to provide support in order for me to carry out my role as an MLA.
So what does the money actually, what does the money pay for? What does the money buy?
So for example, Stephen, when I was in Afghanistan, I lost my vision and they've managed to, through medical advances, gain me 30% vision back. I can no longer drive that I once used to be able to do. As much as I would love to be able to drive, in order to get about the constituency deference meetings, constituency house appointments and different things, I need the support of a driver and an assistant. I can't get up and down curbs out in the constituency because that's another matter that is appalling. There's not enough lowered curbs at the end and beginning of footpaths. So things like that, assisting me in order to carry out my role as an MLA.
And they're saying that you need to go through an assessment. What's wrong with that? If it's public money and therefore you know there needs to be rules and scrutiny around things, what's wrong with going through the assessment? Because obviously you'll definitely get the money because you know you're definitely deserving of it because you're definitely disabled.
Well, Stephen, as a society, we should be doing everything we possibly can to remove barriers from people actively participating in society. And I feel this is another barrier being put in place. It states in the determination that it is a medical practitioner specialising in occupational health appointed by the Assembly Commission. Currently, we do not have Assembly Commission. How long will I have to wait before I can draw down this entitlement? That has restricted me from carrying out my roles as an MLA. I had a member of staff who was employed under previous the previous guidelines, who I basically had to say that he's no longer employed under the disability allowance, because that's what I was advised on the Monday. And what I'm more hitting at is, I'm not hitting at, obviously, the need for the assessment, whilst it's humiliating to a degree. I understand we need to have scrutiny around that. I'm hitting at the way this has been brought in. It was brought in March. Assembly staff were not even given enough time to put protocols in place. I don't know when I will get an appointment with occupational health. I'm none the wiser as to where
we... So you haven't been given a date yet?
No.
Why not?
Because there's no assembly. It clearly states in the determination a medical practitioner specialising in occupational health appointed by the Assembly Commission. We do not have an Assembly Commission at present time. So was a medical practitioner appointed when the determination came out in March by the previous Assembly Commission? I don't know.
Nobody's well, so you're pointing, in. You're very much pointing the finger then at this independent review panel.
Absolutely.
Well, Alan McQuillan is from that panel. What's your response to this, Alan? Good morning.
I think there's been a complete misunderstanding here. The situation is quite simple. Under the previous determination last year, last assembly, people who were disabled were entitled to a maximum of £10,000 in allowance to cover each year, to cover support for disabled members. Right. And we looked at that and we decided that was far too low to meet with the needs of some members who have very complex needs, like Andy. And in fact, Andy was one of the people we had really in mind in this. Yeah. And we therefore removed the limit completely.
But during the last term, you only needed a doctor's letter. You didn't need this assessment.
Yes, but what we said is the expenditure is completely unlimited. And it's not a question of Andy saying, is Andy disabled or not, or is any member disabled or not. It's a question of what's the best package to support them. What do they actually need in terms of the package?
Well, how can he get the package, Alan McQuillan, if there's no one there to appoint the occupational therapist to make the assessment?
Well, the Secretariat have delegated powers, and the Secretariat of the Assembly can appoint them. My understanding is that they went out to tender to try and get a medical practitioner to do that, and no one was prepared to take the tender on. That's our understanding.
So
we became aware of this yesterday morning as a problem, and the chairman of the panel, Pat McCartan, wrote to the commission last night and said, look, or that yesterday afternoon, and said, look, this is wrong. For heaven's sake, put an interim system in place. Get it up and running until you can sort out the mechanics of it. But, you'll go ahead with that. The panel fully support you going ahead and putting an interim system in place. Can I just say, in the longer term, Andy and people with disabilities like Andy will be major beneficiaries in this, because in the future there is absolutely no limit on what the Commission can spend.
So, Andy, does that not sound reasonable? They're writing to whoever it was saying, put in an interim system, get this sorted, and in the longer term there will be no cap on the amount of money that you would get, Andy, if it's helping your disability.
Absolutely, it's reasonable, but you know, when was I going to be advised of this? I'm going back and forward to Assembly staff asking for an update on this, and to date, no one's advised. If this has been put in place, why was I not advised yesterday? Andy, look, rest assured, we're working on this, and we're going to address it.
And how many weeks have you been going back and forward to Assembly staff?
From Monday, whenever the new Assembly came in and the induction, I've been back to them numerous times now asking what requirements I need to meet.
To be fair, Monday isn't that long ago. It's only 2 days ago.
No. Last Monday, Stephen.
Okay.
The induction was a week ago. All I can say is I think the Assembly staff have made a genuine attempt to get somebody to do these assessments. It's proved impossible.
I'm not disputing that, Alan, but I don't think
I understand.
It needs to be put in place. I think there's been too much red tape put in place in this instance. There's clearly...
I think
we can provide evidence through GP or through other means.
And there has to be some process, doesn't there? The same applies to benefit claimants. There has to be a process.
To be quite honest, Andy, in these circumstances, we would have no objection and they would support it. If an occupational health person comes along and says, look, you need somebody to drive, you need somebody to help you with personal care, you need additional aids to help you because of your vision difficulties, computers, specialist computer equipment, etc. If the bill for that came to £78,000 a year, the panel would support that because it's necessary to help you do your job. It's just a question of finding, in consultation with you, which is a very important bit, that the professional that works in consultation with you to work out what's best for you and put it in place. Sorry this blip has happened at this stage. It shouldn't have, but I think it's a victim of circumstances.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the first I was aware of this provision was when the determination was made. I had no representation with yourselves. Why was there not an interim process put in place when you obviously put the determination out in March? Surely this could have been seen, in advance. Such as now me having to tell a doctor, look, I don't know if you're going to be employed, and I don't know when I can advise that I can employ you again, because I don't know when I'm going to have this OH appointment. Etc.
Well, look, I
accept that, but the only thing I would say was I don't think any of us thought there would be a problem getting a professional to take on this job. I'm advised as of yesterday that they haven't been able to find anybody. Let's hope this is resolved very, very quickly. But Pat McCartan did write to them yesterday and said, please put an emergency system in place.
Well, can you do your best to ensure it is resolved quickly for people like Andy, Alan?
Absolutely. We're meeting tomorrow. We've asked to see some of the Commission staff tomorrow, and this will be on the agenda. So if I can reassure Andy and any other disabled members about that.
Okay. Andy, thanks for coming on this morning. Alan McQuillan, thank you.